Terry Nichols was found guilty today on 161 counts of murder for his part in bombing the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building in Oklahoma City. It took the jury just 5 hours to come back with its verdict. Nichols is already serving life without parole after being convicted in federal court of conspiracy and involuntary manslaughter. This trial was in state court. NPR's Wade Goodwin was at the courthouse today, and he joins us from McAllister, Oklahoma. Wade, can you describe the scene in the courtroom as this verdict came in?
Well, at first we couldn't tell if there was a verdict or if the jury had just had a question for the judge. But after a few minutes, family members of those who had died began filing into the room, and it was clear that they were quite agitated. One of them leaned over the bench and whispered to me, "It's a verdict." And then Sandra Elliott, she's the lead prosecutor, came over to where the families were sitting and told them not to react when the verdict was read. She said this about three times, I think because the families looked so wrought up. And that was the first indication to me that it was a guilty verdict, because the way Elliott said it, it felt like she was warning the families not to cheer and applaud. When the jury finally came into the courtroom, they looked pretty shook up, too. Some of the women were dabbing at their eyes. Some of the older men were struggling with their composure. I know it's a cliche, but none of the jurors looked over at Terry Nichols. Most of them looked down into their laps. But it was actually very quiet when the guilty verdicts were read by the judge.
Was there reaction afterward from the family members who were there?
It was subdued. They mostly kind of put their arms around each other. The judge had kind of read the riot act before he announced the verdict, and I think everybody was afraid to show too much emotion. The families were very well represented. In the federal trials in Denver, McVeigh and Nichols were only tried for the deaths of the 8 law enforcement officers that were killed in the explosion. That's because under federal law, those crimes carried the death penalty. But here in McAllister, Nichols was on trial for the deaths of all the other civilians who were killed. I think many family members felt this was their trial for their loved ones, their opportunity for justice.
And what about family members of the defendant, Terry Nichols? Were they there as well?
His mother and sister were there. They had no visible reaction, and neither did Terry Nichols. I think the Nichols family had steeled themselves for this. I don't think this was a surprise. His lawyer, Brian Hermanson, was most visibly distressed. He clenched his hands and had a look of grief on his face.
Now, Terry Nichols, as we mentioned, is already serving life without parole on the federal convictions. Now he could face the death penalty.
Yeah, the trial goes into the penalty phase. That begins next Tuesday after this holiday weekend. This is also going to take quite a while, 3 weeks. The defense will try to save Mr. Nichols' life, and the prosecution is going to try to persuade the jury that the death penalty is the most appropriate punishment here.
Now, Wade, you were also in Denver 7 years ago when Terry Nichols was convicted in federal court. How would you compare these two trials?
Well, I think there are two big differences, and the first is Michael Tiger. He was Terry Nichols' lawyer in the federal trial in Denver. At times, he shredded the prosecution's case. I remember these withering cross-examinations of FBI agents. In both trials, Nichols' prosecutors were dependent on a lot of circumstantial evidence, and Tiger was very skilled at making it seem like prosecutors were reaching. But the biggest difference, I think, is the jury. I think this jury in McAllister felt the pressure of expectation by the families of those who were killed and even their own neighbors that they would right what many here in Oklahoma feel was a miscarriage of justice in Denver. And I don't think the jury in Denver felt that kind of pressure. They had more maneuvering room.
Okay, Wade, thanks very much.
That's my pleasure.
NPR's Wade Goodwin in McAllister, Oklahoma.